Advocates for domestic violence survivors say Governor Patterson is not only accused of trying to protect an aide who allegedly abused his girlfriend, he's also cutting $3 million for programs that serve domestic violence victims. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has more.
About half the money is used by about a dozen nonprofits in New York City. They provide services such as crisis counseling, legal advocacy, and help with finding housing. Madeline Garcia Bigelow from the Urban Justice Center says the programs aim to intervene early on, before situations get severe and cost more money on the back end.
Emergency room services, shelter services, so many other things that happen that will end up costing more economically.
Garcia Bigelow says the proposed cuts represent 25% of the overall budget for domestic violence programs that serve primarily low-income victims. The state budget office says it was able to fund programs in past years because of extra resources, but that's changed, and the state is now facing a $9 billion deficit. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.